Hello, welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also hear our broadcast at 7:15 on Sunday morning at WNVY 1070 AM, Pensacola, Florida, which reaches the Pensacola, Milton area. Also simulcast on 104.5 FM. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. May God bless you.
Amen. We don't hear that and everything else. Amen. 1 Kings 18 and 30. Amen. The Word of God says, "And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time, and they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time, and they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near, and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up, and looked, and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go up again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up and say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. For a little while this morning, amen, the altar, the fire, and the rain. Amen, the altar, the fire, and the rain. There is a precedence, or precedence, however you prefer to say that word. Amen. In the working of God. Amen. If we're going to have the, amen, the Spirit of God and the move of God, there has to be an order. Amen. And the first order of everything, amen, must be the altar. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I said the first order. Amen. Folks, when they think they don't need God, they won't pray. Amen. And then they won't have God. And then nothing will be done that is worthwhile at all. Amen. There may be a lot of motion. There may be a lot of noise. Amen. Come on. If you look in the book of Ezekiel, he said them bones come together and all that began to happen. There was a lot of commotion. There was a lot of noise, but amen. But I can tell you what, amen, there was not any life there yet. Amen. But glory to God, when God moved on the scene and the breath of God began to blow, amen, that pile of humanity stood up a great army. Amen. I can tell you, when God does things, it's more than just noise. It's more than just commotion. Amen. It's a reality. Amen. There's power. There's productivity. There's change that is the right kind of change. Amen to God. My. I'm telling you this morning, amen, what mankind needs, amen, is God. Amen. To move in life. Amen. From the saint of God in the house of God to the sinner in the farthest corners of the darkness away from God. Both need God to move. Amen. I said both need God to move. If God doesn't continue to move in the life of the saint, amen, death ensues and darkness. Amen. After a while, amen, I watched a series of what Brother Ravenhill, God just got my attention this morning. Brother Ravenhill was a Presbyterian. Amen. They were known as Calvinists. Amen. And amen, he put an address to the Calvinists. Amen. Now, dealing with them about backsliding. Amen. That you can. Amen. No matter what they teach in their doctrine. Amen. You can fall away from God. Amen. And Brother Ravenhill began to talk about the malady, or the, if you will, the symptoms of that. Amen. Having no power. Amen. Form of godliness. Amen. Having a life that is filled with sin. Amen. Said when the preachers run off with a piano player. Amen. So that's not been the problem. The problem has been somewhere long before that, when they left the altar. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, when we leave God, we leave everything. Amen. That pertains unto life. Amen. When I say life, I'm not talking about a physical living of this body. I'm talking about a spiritual life. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There is a spiritual life, and there is a spiritual death. You find it in the Word of God. The Word of God said that the second death, amen. But He said, blessed and holy are they that have part in the first resurrection, for it is a resurrection unto life. Amen. But He said, upon whom the second death hath no power. What is the second death, Brother Job? It is the death of the soul in eternal separation from God. Amen. I don't want no part with that. Amen. But when man, amen, begins to follow, our brother Raven, Brother Clendenin rather said, amen, some things many years ago that aggravated people. Amen. When he said that in vast amounts of churches, amen, everything that went on in that church on Sunday morning could have been done without God. Amen. Come on. Amen. That's a sad statement. Amen. For an entity that is supposed to be the body of Christ. Amen. I can tell you, Brother Ravenhill wasn't very well liked. Amen. When he said, amen, that Jesus, amen, is ashamed of this modern day, pathetic, dead, limp, amen, dry, so-called church that is the body of Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. You won't get no accolades preaching like that. Hello. You won't get folks slapping you on the back, except they're trying to knock you down and walk on you. Amen. Come on. But he's telling the truth. Amen. Here in that passage that we've read to you this morning. Amen. It is not a good time. Amen. Israel has turned away from God. Amen. And God has brought great judgment against the nation. Amen. 3.5 years. There hasn't been any rain. There hasn't been any dew. I mean, you talk about a drought. It has been a drought. You hear me? Amen. There ain't been nothing. Amen. Concerning life, everything is gone. Amen. Down the tubes. Amen. But God, amen, is fixing to do something. Hello? I said, God's fixing to do something. But before God can do something, amen, something has to change with Israel. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, before God can do something. Thank God for the Elijahs. Amen. You hear me? Somebody that God can speak to when he can't get a hold of nobody else. Amen. And I'm telling you, God sent old Elijah down there. Amen. To old Ahab. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. It wasn't an easy thing for him to do that because Ahab don't like him. Amen. It has been Amen. He has told him that he ain't going to be any rain. Amen to God. And listen, when people do wrong, they try to blame everybody else for the problems. Come on, tell me about it. Amen. It's somebody else's fault. Amen. But I want to tell you, God said it's not somebody else's. Amen. Israel, you sinned. Amen. Because of that sin, God said, I've shut the heavens up that they give no rain. I remember a time, amen, when many years ago, amen, I was trying to finish a degree, amen, in engineering, amen, and God got to dealing with my heart. Amen. And about laying off of that and doing something else. Come on, Brother Joe. I had my heart set on what I was doing. Amen. And I'd never had no problem in my prayer closet. I'd go in. Amen. And I'm telling you, I'd turn on Southern gospel music real low. Amen. And I'm talking to God weeping. Amen. God's coming in the room. Amen. But when God got to dealing with me, amen, about what He wanted me to do, amen, I'm telling you, and I kind of held up on that. Amen. I'm telling you, the heavens brassed over. Amen. You're like praying in a, amen, like Brother Clendenin said, sound like peas in a bucket. Amen to God. Hitting a tin bucket. Come on with me. Amen. And finally one night, amen, I had all that I could stand of that business. Amen. It's about 9 o'clock in the evening. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a dry prayer. Amen. And finally I said to God, God, come by. And He said one more time, amen, you're going to do what I said. Amen. You're going to obey me. Amen. And I said, Lord, amen, glory to God. Amen. I'll write that letter here in a few minutes, and I'll mail it to Him in the morning. Amen. And I can tell you, like you turned the faucet on out of heaven, the brass went away. Amen. Glory to God. And the heavens gave rain. Hey, come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you, when your prayer closet, amen, has gotten dry. Amen. When the tears of the joy of heaven, amen, are not flowing out of your soul. Amen. Something is wrong. But if you meet the condition that God has said, amen, man, I can tell you the brass will go away. The heavens will open up. Woo. Oh, I can tell you, I've never been more happy in my life about doing something, amen, that I originally had my heart set against, amen, than that night. Amen. I've told a few people that story. That, oh, really, you think that? Yes. I said, God has got a will, amen, for your life, amen, and you ain't never going to be, amen, like it ought to be until we get in that place. Come on with Brother Joe. Woo. Amen. If I've ever had God deal with me in the last couple, three or four, 5 weeks, amen, about what God, amen, wants to do, amen, in His church. Amen. Listen, God said, I don't know how God deals with you. Sometimes God gets really blunt with me. Amen. That scripture, amen, springs out, I search for a man. Amen. Come on. Amen. To make up the hedge. Stand in the gap. Make a gap and make up the hedge. Amen. I found none. Therefore, my people went away captive forth of their land. That's in your Bible. Amen. Come on. You mean to tell me that one person doing God's will is that important? I tell you that it is. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Thank God for Elijah. Amen. He went down and said, you call, amen, all them, amen, priests of the grove, and you call all them priests of Baal. There's 950 or 850 of them, amen, all together. Here's one man, amen, glory to God, challenging 850 false prophets. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Said, you bring them up to Carmel, and we're going to find out who's God. I don't know if God ever dealt with you about things before, but God's dealt with me out of the Scripture many, many times. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you, God, until somebody knows He's God, they're never going to do what they need to do. I'm going to say that again. Amen. Listen, the only way that world is going to know He's God, come on with me, amen, is that somebody, hello, amen, that somebody has got where God wants them to be, amen, and has, come on, is allowing God, amen, to manifest His life. Woo! I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Amen. The reason that we're here, amen, it's not just to come to church on Sunday and Sunday night, Wednesday night, amen, just be religious, amen, beings. The reason that we're here is to be vessels, amen, in the hand of God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Build, amen, prayers, build, amen, and poured out to a world that is in great need. Amen. Listen, I thought about that man, it's those folks sitting on that train car. When Brother Wigglesworth has stepped back in out of he's come back from that diner car and he stepped back in. That man looks up suddenly and says, "You, amen, convince me, amen, of Christ." Oh, come on. He ain't said nothing to him. Amen. I can tell you there's a presence about him. Amen. Because he's been with God. Listen, amen, when Moses has come back down that mountain, ain't nobody had to ask him, "Have you been with the Lord?" Come on with Brother Joe. I said, ain't nobody had to ask him, "Have you been talking to God?" Amen. I want to tell you, they knew, amen, that he'd been in the presence of Jehovah. My, listen, amen, if you and I, amen, are getting his presence, hey, won't nobody have to ask us either. Amen. I've heard Brother Skinner talk about the glow. Amen. Come on. I know people don't hardly believe in that anymore. We've got folks who don't hardly believe anything anymore. Hello? But I want to tell you something. Amen. You get in the presence of God just right. Amen. It won't stay hid inside. It'll shine out of you. Woo! Amen. My. And Mo Henson sung that song, "Shining In." Amen. Long as I just let your love keep shining in. What's he talking about? Amen. When God shines in, amen, he shines out. Amen to God. If we'll allow God. Listen, how am I going to do that, Brother Joe? Amen. The same way that Elijah, amen, set that altar in order. You hear me? I said, get that altar right. It ought to be. Amen. That altar ain't right. Amen. I can have the altar, amen, the best altar in the world. I can have a place I go. Come on. We'll get somewhere in a second. Amen. I can have a room I go. Amen. I can have a place I go to pray. Listen. Amen. I ain't going to get it all. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. It's got to be a sacrifice, sir. Amen. When I get to that place of that altar, amen, I got to have something ready to be offered to God. Hello, you hear me? Amen. If I go to that altar, I can have all the ritual I want. Amen. I can have all the punctuality I want. But if, when I get there, if my heart, amen, is not what it ought to be, amen, it ain't going to be anything. Come on. An altar is the place where we meet God. It's the place where we do business with God. It's a place where God does business with us. It's a place where we talk to God. It's a place where we listen to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Behold, I say unto thee, if my people will prepare that altar as I have declared, behold, and in the order, behold, and in the spirit that I have set forth, saith the Lord, shall I not meet you there? Behold, shall I not commune with you there? Behold, if thou wilt set forth that open door, shall I not come in, saith the Lord, and sup with you, and you with me? Behold, shall I not fill, amen, thee up with that which thou lackest? And behold, shall I not endue thee with that which thou needest, saith the Lord? Behold, of them that come unto me, oh, behold, and have a heart that is hungry and thirsty for me, saith the Lord, shall I not fill it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Gotta hurry. Amen. Got a little ways to go. Amen. Elijah. We all know the story. We only picked up in the middle of the story here where I read this morning. Amen. The false cloud has been all the morning. Amen. Over into the afternoon, or around the noon hour, amen, or so, they've been calling on their false god. The man of God has been mocking them. Amen. Come on. We've got to a day where they ain't got nobody got enough brass to mock the false gods anymore. They're afraid of them. Amen. Come on. Hey, we got a few nationally known preachers that don't mind calling out folks' hand, but they few and far between. Hello? Amen. Brother, I always missed Brother Ravenhill when he was alive. Amen. The few times that they ever had him on TBN, I want to tell you, he was not loved. Amen. Because he was the same when he was on TBN as he was when he was on CBN or wherever else that you found him. He had the same message. Amen. I can tell you, he talked to me against the folks robbing widows' homes and widows' pocketbooks and bank accounts. Amen. And said they ought to have been repenting and calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. For all the sin that was in the world and in the church. My. Amen. No, you ain't going to win no popularity contest. Amen. But listen. Amen. God. Amen. Is after people who are not trying, amen, to please the world. If we try to please the world, I want to tell you what, we have no part with God. Amen. Listen, Brother Ravenhill, amen, said to the Calvinist, amen, you can believe anything you want, but he said, and when you sin, you got to repent, amen, or else you're carrying sin in your life, amen, and God, amen, is removed far from you. Come on with me. Amen. I know that Calvinists don't like to hear that. Once saved, always saved. Amen. But Brother Ravenhill, amen, knocked that in the head and said, look at here, we got folks, amen, more afraid of upsetting the organization and the big name preachers and this and that and the other when they ought to have been weeping between the porch and the altar and declaring the counsel of Jehovah. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Listen. Amen. God has got him a man named Elijah. Elijah's not, you don't find much history on Elijah. You know why? It don't matter where he come from. It don't matter who his parents were. It don't matter who his grandparents were. Amen. What matters is that God found him a man, amen, that was willing to, amen, spend time with him, willing to listen at him, amen, and willing to humble himself, amen, and say, Lord, amen, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. That was willing. Amen. He knew, come on with me this morning, he knew God good enough to know. Listen, I know Elijah had, amen, maybe had times, amen, when he got a little out of line with his trust and his faith. Amen. I can tell you, how about any of us? Amen. I'm sure we can name quite a few. Hello. Amen. But very few. But God found a man that's willing to withstand the government of his day. Amen. The king of his day. Amen. And stand for the king of all eternity. Amen. Because he knew. Amen. Except the king of eternity had done something for the nation, his nation was in trouble. Ooh. God give us some more. I agree with Brother Ravenhill. Amen. Where are the Elijahs of the Lord God? Give us some, Lord. Amen. We need them. We need folks who are unashamed of the gospel of truth. Amen. Listen, not that, come on. If you find you can mark something, amen, through your Bible. Amen. You go through and look at characters all the way through that Word of God. Those folks who bucked the system. Amen. Who stood for God. Amen. Who changed. Amen. Their generation. Amen. Were men and women who spent time with God. Real quick point. Amen. David didn't act like all the rest of those folks in the Valley of Elah. Why? Amen. Because he's got a relationship with Jehovah. They all down there shaking in their boots because that 10-foot-tall man, amen, listen, that's across the creek over there. And here comes a 16-year-old lad, amen, whom by all appearance, amen, says he was shorter than most. Amen, he's redheaded. He's, in other words, he's the typical redheaded stepchild. Isn't God got a way of just doing things that just rub it into that old flesh? Come on. If you're going to get showed up, it wouldn't be so bad if it was a big, amen, tall, brawny guy. But God's found him a little fella that don't look like he's nothing but a runt. Amen. And I'm telling you, he's showing up everything on Israel's side. Now, why? It's not because of how big, amen, David is. It's because of one thing. Amen. Jesus said, amen. He said, listen, amen. Thou shalt call, amen. You know who I am, and I know who you are. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Jesus, amen, had something. I want to tell you that he wanted everybody to know. Amen. If you have that relationship, amen, the devil won't make you shake in your boots. Amen. Somebody threatening you, amen, won't make you run hide in the corner. Listen, we got folks who are afraid. I'm afraid of this and that and the other. I'm afraid what's going to happen. What about God? We got folks in Morgan. Listen, Jesus said, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. That's just as true as any other statement that Jesus has made. Just as true. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it unto everlasting life. Amen. David's not like everybody else in that valley. Amen. Why? Because he's got a relationship with God. I don't care how tall. Goliath over there, Brother Job Lee, could have been 50 foot tall. Wouldn't make no difference. Amen. Why? Because God's bigger than a 50 foot tall man. Listen, I want to tell you something. God's not fallible. Amen. Listen, he's not like us poor human beings. Amen. They ain't nothing. Amen. God said in one place in his word, he that thinks he can stand against me, amen, let him come on up and stand here. Let him stand up in my face. Oh, come on, my brother Joe. I wouldn't want to be the person that tried that. It would not turn out well. Amen. I can tell you that same, this same Elijah. Amen. The mood of God, they tried to, hey, later on, and amen, his ministry, he made them angry. They sent 50 men out to get him. Elijah never laid a hand on them. Amen. Just cursed them in the name of Jehovah. Amen. God killed every one of them. Amen. Sent 50 more. Amen. Same thing happened to them. Amen. Finally, the third captain that went out, amen, realized them other folks had been very foolish. He went and said, now, Mr. Elijah, amen, if it seems good to you, we won't harm you, but would you please come with us? Ah, come on. Ah, listen, what are you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. I'm simply saying this. Amen. A lot of times, folks are boast about how big God is. But when it comes to putting their foot on the line and stepping out, suddenly God's not so big anymore. What's wrong with them? Amen. They need to go back. Amen. And have another revelation. Need to climb back in that altar, you hear me? Until we can see him whose face the heavens and the earth have fled away from him that said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way. Amen. He's big enough that he calls Martin Luther to write 95 theses and nail them outside of his church. An altar. He repaired the first thing. He repaired the altar. There will never be a right change in the life, amen, of a person until the altar is repaired. You hear me? He set it in order. Amen. God, listen, God has some rules about altars. That altar could not be used by shaped stones that a man had carved. You know why? No flesh has no part in that altar. You couldn't use pre-shaped stones. You had to find. When they made that altar, and that remembrance in the Jordan, they took 12 stones outside of that river. They picked them up. They didn't carve them. They didn't shape them. They carried them into the middle of that river. They set them up in an altar in remembrance. They picked 12 stones out of the middle of that river up and carried them out to the other side. What is that typical of, Brother Joe? Amen. That what God's done. Amen. That remembrance is in the middle of that river. Nobody sees. Amen. But it'll produce a remembrance that's on the other side of that river. That everybody can say, hey, what meaning is this? Amen. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you
is our prayer.